Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Antonio A.J. Armstrong Jr. calls 911 to report a masked intruder shot his parents. Former NFL linebacker Antonio Armstrong Sr. and his wife, Dawn Armstrong. Cops can't find any evidence of forced entry and discover blood spatter on Armstrong Jr.'s shirt, the one he was wearing the night of the murders. Armstrong Jr. arrested, tried twice, with both juries unable to reach a verdict.
Nancy, each trial focused on different evidence, including a practice shot fired in Armstrong Jr.'s bedroom, internet searches about setting a building on fire and rigging a car to explode, and security system timestamps showing movement around the home. Cops discovered the blood spatter on the back of a name tag put on Armstrong Jr.'s shirt the night of the murders. And while initial tests came back as inconclusive, a second round came back as a DNA match to Antonio Armstrong Sr. The father died at the hospital from a gunshot wound to the head, while Dawn Armstrong was pronounced dead on the scene.
Armstrong Jr.'s third trial results in a conviction on capital murder and life behind bars. Justin Carter applies for a job as an officer with the Monticello, Arkansas Police Department under a false identity. When cops run an expected background check, they discover it. Carter's not even the same ethnicity as the person who applied. Cops do more digging and discover there's a national warrant for Carter's arrest. They ask him to come in for a physical fitness test, and when he completes it, he's cuffed on parole violation. Guess he didn't make it through cadet school. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An Ohio woman has been sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for the deaths of her boyfriend and a friend after authorities say she purposefully crashed her car into a brick wall at 100 miles per hour. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
19-year-old Mackenzie Shirilla was convicted of four charges of murder, felonious assault, aggravated vehicular homicide, and other felonies. She was 17 at the time of the July 2022 crash in the Cleveland suburb of Strongsville. Shirilla's boyfriend, 20-year-old Dominic Russo, and 19-year-old Davian Flanagan were killed in the crash. According to Tim Troop of the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office, the defendant had a turbulent relationship with Russo that she intended to stop. Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge Nancy Margaret Russo agreed, quote, "She took everyone in the car with her." Russo continued, "This was not reckless driving, this was murder." During the sentencing hearing, Judge Nancy Russo stated that she was sparing the defendant consecutive sentences in the two deaths, but did not believe Shirilla would be eligible for parole in 15 years. She also said that there was a very good likelihood Shirilla would spend the rest of her life in prison, depending on her behavior and the parole board's decision. Shirilla, who did not testify throughout the trial, gave an emotional speech apologizing to the victims' families. According to our friends with Cleveland.com, defense counsel James McDonnell argued at trial that prosecutors had no evidence that Shirilla intended to kill her two passengers or what was going on in the car the seconds before the incident.
During the sentencing, McConnell pointed out that his client was 17 at the time, had no criminal record, and had been a model prisoner. A New Mexico judge has set a trial date of 2024 for movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed and the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by actor Alec Baldwin during a practice on the set of a Western film. State District Court Judge Mary Marlowe Summer set the trial date for February 21st through March 6th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The first day begins with jury selection. Gutierrez Reed has pleaded not guilty to charges of involuntary homicide and evidence tampering in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal on the set of Rust on October 21, 2021. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of San Francisco has declared bankruptcy, citing the need to settle more than 500 cases claiming child sexual abuse by church authorities. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The Chapter 11 filing will halt all legal efforts against the Archdiocese, allowing it to negotiate a settlement plan with abuse survivors. This according to Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione in a statement. The San Francisco Archdiocese is the third Bay Area diocese to declare bankruptcy as a result of hundreds of lawsuits filed under a California statute passed in 2019 that permitted decades-old claims to be submitted by December 31, 2022. In May, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Oakland declared bankruptcy. In March, the Diocese of Santa Rosa was the first in California to seek Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. According to Cordiglione, the vast majority of the more than 500 claims arise from allegations of sexual abuse that occurred 30 or more years ago involving priests who are no longer active in ministry or have died. Survivors of clergy sex abuse accused the bankruptcy filing of being a ruse to keep information secret. Jeff Anderson, an attorney for the Archdiocese of San Francisco, represents over 125 survivors. Anderson claims that the Archdiocese of San Francisco is the only diocese in California that has failed to produce a list of clergy credibly accused of child sexual abuse.
SNAP, a survivors network for clergy sex abuse victims, says it doubts the Archdiocese is as financially distressed as it claims.
Camilla Learth Segura, a Beverly Hills musician, struggles with rent for months and then gets evicted in June. She crashes with friends for a few weeks, then stops coming around. Early August, her family in Sweden becomes concerned because they haven't heard from her in weeks. Her phone doesn't ring and gives the message, "This phone is not accepting calls at this time." Camilla last sent a text to a friend on June 29. Her car and 19-year-old cat also unaccounted for. Those close to Camilla Fair, someone took advantage of her in her vulnerable state and that she may be in danger. Camilla Learth Segura, who wrote songs for Katy Perry, now missing 2 months. If you have info, contact Beverly Hills PD 310-285-2184. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.